This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, could be even as soon as today, big getaway day for Memorial Day weekend. Jim Ryan joining us now. One of those big travel weekends, Jim. I think a lot of people hoping by car, given all the stories about airports and air travel in the recent days. What are you hearing?
Yeah, well, you're right. And a lot of that has to do also with lower gas prices this year. You have cheaper hotels, rental cars are a bit cheaper. So yeah, 39.4 million people are expected to travel by car through the Memorial Day weekend. And you're right, this is one of the biggest of the year because it's the unofficial start of summer and people want to get out, get away. 54,000 flights will happen today alone. This is going to be the peak of the airline travel portion of Memorial Day. So if you're flying anywhere today, you need to try to get there early. The best time to travel today, either on the road or to get to the airport, is before noon.
Weather, too, could be an issue throughout the weekend. Yeah. I mean, around here, we're socked in with rain, but I know a lot of the East Coast is as well.
Right, yeah. I mean, if you get rain all through the Northeast, New York City, Boston, I mean, they're calling it a washout day, according to the National Weather Service. Gusty winds along the New England coast, temperatures 10 to 20 degrees below normal. So not a very propitious start to the Memorial Day weekend, at least in your part of the country. But by Sunday, things should start to clear out.
Okay. Well, hey, Jim, thank you. Jim Ryan.
All right.
Joining us live here on WBEM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.